and it don't, it played out back here on Hawaii. It looked like it's a space in there. Now I got some boys that I wanted to, you know, want them to swim, but they wasn't interested in it. And they didn't learn how to swim. They're grown now and they don't know how to swim. Mm. That's right.
You really have to learn it when you're young, don't you?
That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. So,
it's a good thing to know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Did you ever have a chance to do much? You get up on a board and jump in? Did you ever?
Yes, sir. Dive.
Would you describe that?
Yes, sir. Well, we'd get out there, you know, and we'd take a board, long plank, you know, and make us a diving board, you know, and we'd put it back and have it long, you know, where it'd spring that way, you know. And of course, we finally got to where we put a big old spring, we'd fasten it back in, you know, we'd hit a spring, you know. We'd have more over to where we would be the heaviest, you know, and spring, you know, and get the spring, and then jump up and go down on your head and go.
See.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Well, it sounds to me as if you had a pretty,
good
childhood. Must have enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, right, man. We'd be having the biggest time back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm often thinking about. And we would meet up over there. We lived close to two families of white people. And we was all pretty well close to the same age, you know, there's three or four in each family, you know. And man, we'd meet down in ponds and they would sit there swimming and having a good time. We had it. Mm-hmm. Just till we get tired and get through and going back.
That sounds wonderful.
It's wonderful, right? Yeah. Right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you started to get interested in girls, then later on, how would you describe when you would let a girl know that you were interested in taking her out? How would you describe that?
Well, I tell you, back yonder, in my time then, we didn't do much taking them out. Most of the time then we was with these girls was at churches. We'd meet up there.
I see.
That's right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And then maybe sometime that we could get in the wagon and ride home with them and stay, you know, from the church. Sometime we could stay, if we're going to have service that night, and go back to church with them and sit there in the house with them in their pants and play around there on the porch till church time.
Mm-hmm. What if you showed special interest in one girl, people would say, well, he must be what?
It was said that he must be all right, you know, just mentioning one girl.
Yeah, well, and if you, how would they say, he's courting her, or he's...
Oh, yes, sir, right, that's right, he's courting her. Courting her, that's right, yes, sir. We call that courting, you see.
I see.
Yes, sir, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And you would be then known as her, if you were courting her, you'd be known as her what?
Boyfriend.
And she would be known as
his
your...
girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yes, sir, that's right.
And when you would kiss her to show that you loved her, what was that called?
Just showing that we love one another, you know.
Was that called kissing?
Kissing, kissing, kissing.
You ever hear any other terms?
No, sir.
Sometimes people call it bussing or something like that. I hope that doesn't continue. Then, did you do any dancing?